Hey, mixtape listeners. You can find us every Sunday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequilacation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the year 2G, the rap game changed with one name. Jules aimed to slain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
Call him out on that.
Yeah.
Tell him 33.
You see what Dana's doing?
No. This could be literally anything.
It's true. He's like, he roped in like the P. Frades Foundation.
Oh, no.
And it's like, it's a ice bucket challenge but with Budweiser's, and he's going to donate 15K of his 100. I don't think that's enough.
I think in return 20, for what? What are they? He's not going to have any money left. That's what I'm getting.
He's for sure not.
I feel like he's already given it all away, which is money. Yeah.
I'm sick of him.
I think 20 is enough.
I think 20 is enough. 15 is not enough.
What's wrong with 15?
I think 20 is, I mean, you're bringing in a foundation of like, of not even like a foundation, like the best foundation known to Barstool, you know?
I like how you cut that off, you very small universe.
I was like, it's say, by no, far no, the best that the three of us have ever heard of.
So we don't know many foundations.
You speak for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, 20 is great. 15 also feels good. I think donating 15
is not bad. Yeah, 15 is not bad.
No, I'm not saying it's bad. Just I think it deserves more.
All right, listen. How much are you donating?
If I get 100K, I would give at least 50.
Oh boy!
somebody's gonna clip this and.
Yeah, I think you should. I got the 100K, I would do it 50, not 15. I'm trying to help people, you know.
Oh boy! Easy to say when you don't have 100K.
I was about to have an idea tomorrow. Rat shirt goes to the bro. He's like, I really got to give half of this away. I didn't mean it.
Fellas, I am fucking hungry.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That broom thing really fucked me last night.
I'm going to call bullshit on that you can do that any day of the week. If you could do that any day of the week, and I know people are still doing it today. I get that. But if this is a thing we all knew, people would be doing this left and right. No one's ever balanced a broom prior to yesterday.
That's what I'm saying. And like, I had my brother, me and my brother on our hands and knees, just trying to tape up a camera to watch. So like when we go to bed to see if it falls after midnight. I stayed up till 12:30 to see if that. And then KFC, I texted KFC. I was like, wait, is this really not really? He goes, yeah, it's not even close. It's still standing right now in my kitchen.
Yeah, I don't know why we've been leaning them against things all these years if they could just do this.
Exactly. It's hysterical.
I was upset. I was quite upset. I thought I had cracked the code of science last night when I... Did you see mine?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I mean, I was pumped.
I know. I was...
You were humping, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. I was pumped and humped.
I got to call my grandmother.
To give call her now.
To remind her to put her broom upright.
You ever give that nun back her cane?
No, I can't find it.
I hope you didn't even try.
Yeah.
Where's the cane?
It's hanging up on my window.
Stand it up straight, coward.
Maybe I should just walk with it.
I think you should, in case you see her out and about.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you, you want bad karma. You start walking around with a cane, a nun's cane that you stole.
That you don't need, yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
Although if you start doing
over by a truck.
The knee thing all the time.
Oh, that'd be unbelievable with the cane.
You want to talk, you want to talk talks.
Yeah, that's a great
talk right there. Mm.
Mahomes could never.
You going to compliment me how good my dancing is getting?
Yeah, I feel like this is what you've wanted to do all along, secretly.
Yeah.
It's like Dancing with the Stars. Like right now, Mush is, it's like week four. Mush is not the best at all, but the improvement from 1 to 4, that's the admirable part. Yeah.
Yeah. Astronomical leap.
You think they'll ever let me on?
Absolutely.
Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, like I won't be the star, I'll be the dancer.
I think absolutely, much better chance as the star. I mean, ABC right now, Dancing with the Stars is an ABC program, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, ABC, right? I think we're just gonna, ABC is just gonna be a live stream of Barstool after
that's true.
After Thick Cheeks Trent was.
What's the B stand for? I mean,
strutting his stuff.
I'm so all happy over. For Trent.
It's an amazing week so far. It's an amazing week for everyone.
And now he's going to be in Judd Apatow's next movie. It's wild.
The ratings going up 13% from last week's unbelievable.
For already a huge
really?
Show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, it's already a massive show.
And it's literally, like, they're usually like, oh, that's a joke. No, it's literally him.
I'd like to see the people like myself who changed the channel right after they saw Barstool Trent.
Oh, for sure.
I feel like that's how they know. That's how they know for sure. It's right. Like, okay, 13% of the people who weren't here last week cut it off at the 46-minute mark. Exactly.
And his role is such a savage role. Like, this girl's literally getting broken up with. He's just taking her luggage away.
I told him I was going to – but when the episode was going on, and I watched from the beginning because I'm a supportive friend, and it's like, all right, I know it's going to be quick when he comes on. Like, there's not going to be a lot of heads-up time. So I got to be watching – and when the first girl got the rose and they showed the black girl was going to be on the next date, I texted him. I was like, if you send the black girl home, I'm going to call you a racist. On the
he would never.
He did. That's exactly who he sent home.
Yeah.
I was too busy focused on the khakis.
But I started writing not a full script, but like a synopsis of the Judd Apatow movie, The Luggage Guy, starring Kevin James. About Trent, and let me tell you, this thing's got legs.
It's got legs.
Oh yeah, I might blog it.
Work. Yeah,
I might blog it.
You should. So of course. So when you go to a copywriter, you got a little proof. You need it on the blog.
Yeah, I texted it to Trent last night, so there's already a witness to the initial outline. But yeah,
you're good then.
I'm for sure gonna get it up on the blog. Just Barstool, there, Kevin James as Barstool.
He's not good. Trent would crack in a second if I really put him down on it.
What are you even talking about?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Sometimes I like saying shit here because you guys don't question what I say, but that shit didn't make no sense.
You're like, we could kill Trent if we got him in the right corner.
Yeah, no problem. No doubt. We'll stand his dead body up like a broom.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, if we really wanted to, we could rob the president. It's like, what?
Oh, man.
Sometimes cucumbers taste better pickled.
Huh?
We've got the battle of the team that hates each other versus the team that hates each other and their home fans. Clippers 76ers. What about?
Bad chemistry bowl.
I'm sorry that I didn't bring this up. Big Ev has been hammer. He looks at me, he goes, you going to do pick state? I was like, yeah. He goes, I cannot wake up another morning. 0-3.
Just eats
him. Yeah. He goes, I don't care if I'm 0-20. I just can't see 0-3. I need to be on that show.
Tell you what, tell him Thursday. Thursday I'll book a room because Tyler's going to be out Thursday. There's only two games. So Thursday – me, you, and him.
He can redeem himself.
Yeah, we'll do it on Skype through the office. I'll book one of the rooms. I'm actually gonna do that now while I'm talking. And we'll get Big Ev back on. Should we get Smitty on too? Since he's an 0-3.
We'll have the 0-3 boys. And I think we're gonna give him one pick though.
I like that.
I'm fine with that. Pick,
yeah, earn your keep.
If they get it, right, they come back on it.
Or
0-4 is just another month.
I was gonna say we should have them pick opposite sides of the same game, but that's no fun.
No, that's not fun at all. Someone
I want him. Yeah, I want it to be available.
No, I agree. That's why I said no.
Yeah, 0-4. That's a clean sweep. Never again.
Well, I said Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, Thursday. So one mush.
Thursday. Yeah.
You can't. I'm gonna book it for a whole hour.
Can you book it for 106?
You can get in there.
106 to 206.
That's why I'm doing it this way. All right, so podcast room 2, not the first one, the second one, 1 p.m.
Okay.
Bang. All right, good. So tell Big Ev and tell Smitty. I'm sure Smitty's going to be like, jingle my jangles. I got to play Mario Kart. that was a dead-on Smitty.
That was good.
If I didn't have my eyes open looking at the screen, I would have thought it was Adam.
He rolled over to me and said, oh, I got a Smitty money shot of the night tonight. Money shot is the worst every time. He's like, it's the sixth one and a half.
He told me at the beginning of the season, when during the second week of picks tape, he was like, I can't remember what he said. He was like, if I go, it was something like 18-0. It was something absurd. Can I come on picks tape? Or it was like, if I do like 9 straight prop bets that hit, it was something absurd. And he got the first one, and then the next one was just like not even close.
You know what he was doing? He was looking at
fantasy points.
Fantasy points. Yeah, he's like, this is the greatest system in the world. It's fucking horrible.
It wasn't even fantasy points. It was projections of fantasy points.
Projections of over under. Yeah, so stupid.
Yeah, he's going to do player props. Basically what Tyler was doing, except with, I can't even call it research because it was bad research. So it's just a flawed, flawed
bad
system.
Bad research is still research.
Exactly.
Mush, what's your first game tonight?
My first game is the Pelicans -3 against the Blazers. Zion's back. Fucking Damian Lillard is on a tear and a half.
But
Pelicans come out hot tonight. They win.
I don't hate it.
Tyler, do you have anything?
Not for that one, no.
Well, what's your first game then? Coward.
I'm in a bad chemistry bowl. I'm all over it. I got the Clippers -1 and Kawhi to get 6 assists or more, +235. I think the Clippers just went outright, and I think he gets 6 assists or more.
I'm saying the over-under is 225.5. I'm just going to take the under. They're both.
It's a struggle.
No top of Zias.
What?
What'd you guys say?
What did you say?
What'd you say?
I was talking about basketball. You said something about a guy who didn't have the top of his ears.
I've been thinking about him a lot today. He was so mad he couldn't use Bluetooth, and it was just like a horrible time.
Yeah.
Where'd you meet this earless man?
We told you to stop hanging around with the earless.
He had no tops in his ear. He fucking hated that everyone had Bluetooth. He would yell at people with the guys who used Bluetooth.
Where was it cut off? Like here?
Yeah.
That's on tough. Both ears?
Yep.
What? I mean, I can see one. That's he's an old boxer or a bad accident. Both? That's rough.
He had Shelbo too, man. It was nasty.
He had what? Sailboat?
Shelbo.
What is Shelbo?
Shit on your elbow. Well, you should know that.
Makes sense.
So what's strange about this matchup is the Clippers are really good defense, but they don't have anyone to really stop what Philly does great on offense. However, Philly's so incompetent, I don't think they're going to overutilize that.
I was saying, what does Philly do great on offense? They stink.
Be big.
With a broken hand? Yeah, he can go 6-for-26 again.
I'm going 6s to you.
Home?
Just home. And they just home. That's all they got, man.
It really is.
That's it.
That's not true. They have all world talent as well. They just don't utilize it.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying, no, that's gone. They don't know that. Fair. They don't know that they have all these good players. They just think, man, we're home. We got the talent back.
Boston plus two at Houston.
Trash.
Game of the pick. What bowl?
Pick.
Why?
I actually don't know. That's like two teams that I don't understand.
Well, the Celtics have most of their players, so I know you're out.
Yeah, I don't like that. I need at least two of their star players to be out.
Terribly hurt. Well, listen, Jalen may only play 2 minutes because both of his ankles are twisted. So there's a strong chance we see him for all of 5 seconds, and he's like, fuck this.
Good. That makes my player points handicap even better.
Let's hear it.
Let's see. The odds, Harden plus zero, Westbrook plus 2.5, Tatum plus 9.5, Kemba plus 9.5, Jalen plus 12.5, Hayward plus 15.5, and Covington plus 17.5. I was leaning to one of Tatum, Kemba, or Jalen, but Jalen's hurt, so he's out. I think I'm going Tatum here. Him plus 9.5 is plus 430 odds. He's been hot this month.
What I will say is Tatum might end up playing a lot of the tallest guy on the court for the Celtics because of the way the Rockets play. So I wouldn't be surprised if that meant a lot of PJ Tucker on him. And as great as Tatum has been this year, there have been a couple games, especially against these marquee teams, where bigger guys have given him issues, like physically bigger, not necessarily taller. So if it is Tucker on him, like, yeah, Tatum's can dribble with anyone covering him. But if someone's going to just be like out-physicaling him, kind of like how like the Chris Pauls and the Tony Allens would get up underneath Durant and taller players like that, like that wouldn't surprise me if he struggled. And Jalen, hurt or not, he seems to have this bit of a Rondo effect where in national games he shows out.
That's exactly why I was leaning in. Like Kemba, right. I was like, maybe it's just Kemba. It's just him and them, just 9.5, his plus 500 odds. But I'm going to go with Tatum. I hope he does it.
I think it's a safe one. I think it's a safe one. I want to see Kemba's last like 10 games because he showed out against Oklahoma City, but it's been a lot of 15, 13, 16. He dropped an 8 in there and then a couple high 30s to 40. But yeah, he took like almost 2 weeks off. He was just chilling on the sidelines. He's been taking it easy. He's not used to having a team. It's like, oh, we're going to play a full season and then more games.
Yeah, he was the one, like I was leaning him. It's like, if the Rockets are just going to come down and take a three, Kimba's like, this is sick. Like, I have to walk three-point line to three-point line. I get to shoot 12 threes. I'm going to score 45. This is great.
Yeah, he's like, trade me to this team. I want to play with them.
This is awesome. But I'll stick to Tatum.
Mush, what's your last game?
I hate to say it. Thunder minus 8. Did you know they're the best team against the spread this year?
Are they?
Yep.
I'm in there too, Mushy.
Thunder minus 8. Spurs, and also the Spurs are the worst against the spread this year.
I can see that. I think they're the worst in real life. They're just the worst regardless.
Yep. So that's just you can't argue against what I just said. So take the Thunder minus 8.
Yep. I'm looking at the Thunder minus 7.5 and the over of 219. Just doesn't feel like that high of a number. That's plus 260. So I'm with you, Mush. Condolences on you missing your pick because I'm with you.
You usually get one of the two. So I'm on the over of 219.5. I agree. That's too low. Like both these teams can stink at scoring, but I don't think they will. Taking the over there.
I got one more pick.
Oh!
That's right. Suck big.
Kentucky at Vanderbilt.
Oh!
Hey, guess what, Tyler?
Huh?
Guess what?
Hit me.
Me too.
Oh!
Yeah.
I'll defer. What do you got, Mush?
I know. I got the Kentucky minus 11.
See, I'm going Vanderbilt plus 11.5.
Wait, what the and fuck?
Last year we beat the shit out of Vanderbilt. Every other year they've got the weird court, like it's a raised platform.
I fucking hate those courts.
And the benches are on the baselines, not the sidelines. Like the weird court, it just fucks with every other game. I think it's been within 10, like the last 6-7 years, except for last year. So I'm taking Kentucky will win, but I'm taking Vandy plus 11.5 and the under 144 because they're like their best stupid players. The leading score in the SEC is out. So
did you see that great win last night by Duke?
Nobody watches Duke but you.
Yeah, right. Everyone in the fucking world is watching last night because they're so fucking good.
Florida State's number 8.
Yeah.
Baylor's number 1.
No.
They won a game yesterday. They won a game yesterday 52-45.
Dayton's number 6.
Again, I literally have no idea who's making the Final Four. I have zero idea.
Yeah, Duke.
Okay. Like, who are the other 3 teams? No one knows.
I really don't know either.
Who are these teams? San Diego State, Dayton, Seton Hall.
Yeah, Seton Hall is going to like win it all this year.
They've got that one dude who's nasty, right?
He thinks he's nasty.
I mean, if he's got the fucking number 10 team in the country.
What's his what's that guy's name, Mush?
Well, I didn't listen to you.
Oh, Miles Powell.
Seton Hall Powell, yeah.
Oh, Powell. He's literally J.R. Smith.
Right. He thinks he's awesome.
He thinks he's awesome, which he kind of is awesome. But
Penn State. No.
Penn State's dirty.
Colorado.
San Diego State hasn't lost yet.
No, they sure haven't. 24-0.
They're looking at a one seed, man. It's wild times out here.
Rhode Island's got a guy named like Tuffy Fats or something.
Oh, wow. I wish.
The old saxophone player?
I don't even have a top 25 program.
They won 10 in a row.
Okay. Well, talk to me when they're a top 25 program.
Yeah, like I'm looking at the bracketology now. This is – it's just disgusting.
You wouldn't look at the bracketology.
I don't care for any of this. Oregon. No. If Gonzaga doesn't win it this year, they're just not going to win it.
Well, that's the thing. It's every year. Oh, look.
That's what I mean. They're the consistent – like, all these other teams are new. They're not used to this. They're like Nevada last year. Like, they're not supposed to get there. Gonzaga's there every year, and they just fuck it up.
Gonzaga's playing St. Mary's tonight. Let's get up for this game.
St. Mary's going to win by 15 because nobody knows. Where's Villanova? Like, if the field is this bare up, like, I'll just bet on Villanova to win again.
They just lost to Seton Hall Saturday.
They're number 15.
They got so that's 4-seed-ish. Yeah, it's going to be them and Virginia in the finals. Who knows?
Seton Hall does have a good chance, actually.
They do. Like, you got one guy that can score for you, you got a chance this
year. And they have a decent second guy, too, which is
huge. You need that.
Yeah.
Huge.
I was ready to be in on Vandy because they got Neesmith was the score, but they got Scottie Pippen Jr., Mush. Scottie Pippen Jr.
Duke has, like, 8 great guys, so it's going to be good.
I can't wait.
Why are you guys 7?
The first round. This is great.
Why are we 7?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
If you guys are so good and so dominant, why are there 6 teams better than you right now?
Oh, because we had one mishap. It's okay.
It appears you've had 3 mishaps.
Y'all lost to Louisville, man.
Yeah, Louisville's good.
Huh?
Sounds like news to me.
That was a mean, huh?
Yeah, Stephen F. Austin. Like, Stephen F. Austin might be in the Final Four, man. Who knows? Clemson below 500, and they beat Duke, too. So, again, y'all have looked good lately, though, so I'll give you that.
They've got the third best point differential in the nation, or at least out of these top 25 teams. I can't imagine there's, like, the 45th ranked team. They're plus 20. Hey, where's Kentucky?
12.
All right. You guys will finish like around 9 or something like this.
Yeah, we'll look at a 3-seed and either cut down the nets or go out first weekend. Again, I have no idea. We shall see. It'll be the maddest March.